Lesson theme, just some single words that are found in the Bible, such as the list that's found in the Christian graces that Peter writes about, add to your faith, or the fruit of the Spirit. And I did think those single words, like I know there's a lesson for us in looking at those. Last week, I looked at the word thanksgiving and how to become thankful. Tonight, I just took the word patience. I have a book in my library called the Encyclopedia of Religious Quotations. Here are a couple of them. Chrysostom, early centuries, called patience the queen of all virtues. The book gave a Dutch proverb, a handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. There's no explanation on it. That's just in the quotations. What wound did ever heal but by this? It's the first qualification of being prime minister. He replied, the first is patience. The second is patience. And the third requirement is patience. And the famous prayer that all of us know, I could give you the first one and phrase and you can complete it. Where the young person said, Lord, give me patience, and I want it now. Patience. Webster defines the word this way, bearing pains or trials calmly. And then the next phrase is, without complaint. Oh, I can't complain? And that's the definition of patience, is you bear the troubles and the trials without complaint. And then he adds to it, manifesting forbearance under provocation or strain. Forbearance, and you're under provocation. It means not hasty or impetuous. Steadfast despite opposition. Able or willing to bear. Oh, it's a choice. Patience. Thayer's Greek English lexicon said, patience, the characteristic of one who is unwavering from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to the faith by even the greatest, who is unwavering from his deliberate purpose. Don't depart. Unwavering in your loyal to your faith, even under the greatest trials or persecutions. Patience. Perseverance. The thesaurus adds, and the thesaurus not only gives you a little bit similar words, but it gives you a sentence. And the thesaurus said, it took a lot of patience to put up with him. That was the sample sentence in the definition. It took patience to put up with him.
Did Christine write that?
Yeah. Self-control. He didn't give a name. I see something. Don't point. Cool composure was another word. It's sometimes rendered long-suffering. You switch those around by definition, suffering long. Endurance, constancy, steadfastness, again, perseverance, slowness in avenging wrongs. Oh, you're being wrong? Patience. Fortitude. Sometimes when you're going through all these troubles and trials, I know you get stressed. Did you know that stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts? So now that we've had some ice cream, your stress should be, you shouldn't be any stress, you know, about what's going on in life. But the stress spelled backwards is desserts. I don't know why that came up, but I just added that to my notes. Here's how the Bible uses the word. Explanation. But the ones, the seed, that fell on good ground are those who, all right, who is it? Having heard the word of God with a noble and good heart, they keep it, you keep the word of God, and you bear fruit with patience. In Romans 5, verse 3, we glory in tribulations, really. But it says, knowing that tribulations produce patience, and patience, character, and character, hope. It's the old story of someone that prayed for patience, and God sent in tribulation. So he comes to argue with God. I thought, oh, well, I prayed for patience. Yeah, but the verse says, tribulation works patience. That's how we learn patience, through the troubles and the trials, the hardships of life. I've learned to be steadfast. In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, we hope for what we do not see, and we eagerly wait for it. And then in verse 23, the explanation is, it's the redemption of our body, and we wait with perseverance. We wait for the coming of the Lord. We wait. Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Long-suffering. The fruit of the Spirit, part of our character. In Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, I therefore beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. I walk this way with long-suffering, bearing with one another. Remember that one definition? I need to have patience with this one, with this person. In 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all. We make mention of you in our prayers. We remember without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, in his prayer to the brethren, said, well, I'm thankful for you because I recognize your patience. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4, we ourselves boast of you among the churches for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. So Paul said, I recommend this congregation. Because I've witnessed, I've been there, I've seen your patience. Yeah. And they became an example for others. In Hebrews 10, verse 36, it says, you have need of endurance. Just right out of the start. Right from the first phrase of the verse. You have need of patience, that you have done the will of God, and that you may receive the promise. James 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Again, that phrase, tribulations work patience, hardships. Patience is something you learn. It doesn't come just zap, boom, you have it. In James 5, verse 11, we count them blessed who endure. You've heard of the patience of Job. You've seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. He's patient with us, isn't he? Listen, add to your faith, patience. Add it to your faith. So let me just kind of close with a few observations. Where do we need, think about some situations. Where do I need patience? Number one, I need to be patient with me. I'll take it personally. Brian? It says, by your patience, possess your souls. How does patience work for me to possess my soul or to keep it? The meaning is, be patient with yourselves in troubles and trials. Don't go to pieces. Don't bail out. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. In your patience, possess your soul. Don't turn away from God just because there's trouble and trial. In my patience, I can possess keep my soul. We identify with a little girl that went fishing. And after getting no bite for quite a while, she threw her pole down impatiently. She said, I quit. And when she was asked why, she says, I just can't seem to get waited on. The fish aren't biting. Can't get waited on, so I'm throwing my pole down. No, I need to be patient with myself. You see, there's some, you just said, there's some things in life that you can't hurry. They just take time. So I need to be patient with me. Second, in our relationship, Christy and I, grandparents, and men, almost everyone here is a grandparent, or you grandparent somebody. You've taken in youngsters. So I need to be patient. I don't know the author of this poem. It says, oh, give me patience when little hands tug at me with ceaseless small demands. We've been there, haven't we? Grandchildren, preschoolers, they just tug at you all the time. Give me patience when little hands tug at me with ceaseless small demands. Oh, give me gentle words and smiling eyes, and keep my lips from hasty, sharp replies. Let me not in weariness, confusion, or noise obscure my vision from life's few fleeting joys. All of us, weariness, confusion, noise, yeah, it's part of our life. But don't let that obscure your view of the joys. And the last phrase, so then, and all of these are in place, so then, when in years to come, and my house is still quiet, no bitter memories its rooms may fill. That's right. Patience, not only with me, but as grandparents or parents. Number three, we need to be patient with one another. Again, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, here's the admonition. Walk worthy of the calling, with all lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. Do we have to bear with one another? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We need to be patient with one another. Then the fourth one, not only do I need to be patient with me as a grandparent and with one another, but I need to be patient in my prayer life. I'll say yes, but not right now. The answer is yes, but I have to wait. Sometimes the answer might be no, but here's something better. Oh, thank you, God. I asked for this and I received that. Thank you. Thank you. So don't think that God's delays are God's denials. Patience. Patience. And the old phrase that I used in my classroom when I was teaching, when you can't change the circumstance, you change your attitude. I've been teaching special ed students. You can't change your circumstance, you change your attitude. That wasn't for the students, it was for my staff. Had to remind them, you can't change the circumstance, change your attitude. So we need to be patient, patient. Then the reward, I want to give you motivation. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let's not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, patience, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Don't get weary and don't lose heart. You'll reap. In Hebrews chapter 6, I'm going to close with this one. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. Here they are. It says, beloved, We're confident of better things concerning you, and things that accompany salvation. One of my favorite phrases. Things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you've shown toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. And now, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. In other words, what you're doing, you keep doing. Don't grow weary. You'll reap if you don't faint. And then the last phrase, it says, that you do not become sluggish. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Imitate those that have demonstrated the value of patience. Think about those who have passed on. Patience, patience. So that's the lesson this evening. I'm not sure what the word will be next week. I'm kind of leaning toward courage, opposite of discourage. Can we get discouraged in situations, troubles, and trials too? So not only patience, but courage to stay, hang in there, Lord willing. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. It's the invitation that Jesus gave to the apostles to go preach to every creature, all nations. Again, in Matthew 28, the closing verses, verse 18, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, it said, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So that same invitation is the invitation we extend at the close of every lesson. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve to be baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. When these things are in place, once you've heard that good news, Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how can you believe in someone you haven't heard? That's a great question. How can you believe in someone you haven't heard? So go everywhere, preach the gospel to every creature, and then believe it. Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe. Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Then Jesus said it in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, repent or perish. And I don't want to perish. And we make our confession of faith that the Ethiopian gave to Philip when he preached unto him Jesus. He wanted to be baptized. He says, if you believe, you may. And he made a statement of belief. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip immediately commanded the chariot to stand still. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Came up out of the water. The Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. So that's that plan, that formula.